At LASIK Plus, we know LASIK is a big decision, and every one of our patients is unique. That's why we customize your LASIK journey to you.
I only have a certain budget.
No problem. Right now at LASIK Plus, get 20% off LASIK when treated in April. That can be over $900 off when treating both eyes. Plus, guaranteed financing options. So visit MyLASIKOffer.com today to start your journey towards 20/20 vision.
Must mention this promotion to be treated in April of 2024 to qualify. 20% off standard price of Wavelight procedure. Cannot be combined with any other offers. Go to MyLASIKOffer.com for details.
When you earn your degree online at Arizona State University, you get everything the nation's most innovative university has to offer. The same internationally recognized faculty, the same nationally ranked programs, the same degree. Learn more at asuonline.asu.edu.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
Don't quote me on this, kids, but I think we are in for a total solar eclipse, and this will be the last one we will see until the year 2044. That's what, if memory serves, is what's going to make this eclipse rather unique and perhaps a seminal moment for some. There are folks out there who are saying this is in tandem with some biblical prophecies. I'm sure you guys have seen those things cropping up online. You had earthquakes striking areas they don't normally strike, for example, in New York last week, tri-state area getting rocked with a trembler that shook the whole region. And then you've got Taiwan's big earthquake. A lot of folks noticing that there are things happening that if you understand and read biblical prophecy, some of these things are lining up with what was forecast. You guys have heard about the cicadas, the insects, the broods of cicadas hatching at the same time, once in a couple of decades event. So there's a lot of confluence happening here. Now, for those of you around the state of Texas, there are some times that you can see the eclipse and whether or not you're going to be able to see a full or partial solar eclipse. Let's start off in the state capital of Austin. 100% obstruction of the sun will occur at 12:17 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The max occurrence will be at 1:37 and it will end at 2:58 p.m. Corpus Christi, you're not going to get an entire blockage of the sun. You're going to get close. 93.57%. That begins at 12:13 p.m. The maximum coverage will be at 1:33 p.m. And then it will all come to an end at 2:55 p.m. Dallas, Texas, you will get 100% coverage. And that starts at 12:23 in the afternoon. And that goes until 1:42 in the afternoon. That's where it's going to reach its maximum coverage, 100%. And then it ends, the entire eclipse ends at 3:02 p.m. In El Paso, you are going to get pretty much out of most of Texas, you're going to get ripped off. You're only going to get 82% coverage. And that starts at 11:09 and then reaches the max at 12:25 and it will end at 1:44. Fort Worth, just like Dallas, you will get full 100% obstruction. At 12:22 is when it starts. It reaches its apex at 1:41, and then at 3 o'clock, 3:01 precisely, it ends. Houston, you are going to get almost there, 94% obstruction, starting at 12:20, reaching the apex at 1:40, and ending at 3:01 p.m. Central Daylight Time. And San Antonio, you're going to think it's 100% because you're going to get 99.96%. It'll look like a full solar eclipse to you, but it'll be just shy. And that all begins at 12:14 p.m. and then reaches its apex at 1:34 and then completely ends at 2:55. Again, all these times in central daylight time. So it is, whether it's biblical, whether it's not, whether it's coinkydink, whether it's not, this is going to be a rather special event. Now, how to safely watch this eclipse? You are never to look directly into the sun, says NASA and says common sense. You can seriously hurt your eyes, even go blind. Proper eye protection like eclipse glasses or a special solar filter is the only safe option. Sunglasses will not work. Binoculars will not work. A telescope certainly will not work, and neither will a camera. NASA and other experts are recommending, if you want to check out the total solar eclipse, you could cut a small hole into a piece of paper and let the light filter through that hole and project onto the ground, and you will be able to see real time a representation of the moon getting between us and the sun. You can also use binoculars by turning the big end of the binoculars up toward the sun and having it cast a light down onto the pavement below. Do not look into the binoculars, whatever you do. Okay? Eclipse glasses. The American Astronomical Society has compiled a list of vendors where you can buy safe eclipse glasses. Make sure you carefully read the instructions that come with those eyeglasses. So remember, folks, just view wisely. Don't look straight up into the sun. That's never a good idea. All right, the show behind the show. Our buddy Sean Chastain, he pays a visit. I'm sure the eclipse is on his mind, among other things. Coming up on the Salcedo Storm Podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Is Bidenomics really screwing up your world? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If Obamacare has you paying out the nose, call American Medical Plans. Don't let these Marxists destroy 1/6 of the U.S. economy and your access to health care without a fight. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Tucker Carlson's getting a wake-up call with his experience with Fox News. I've had a couple. When DirecTV stopped carrying Newsmax, I said to myself, self, why am I funding AT&T, DirecTV's parent company? So I made the switch to Patriot Mobile. I thought it was silly to send my money to those who were actively hurting me. I was also taught a very valuable lesson about independence, the foundational principles of the United States of America. And Patriot Mobile backs those values too: faith, freedom, prosperity. When you make the switch at patriotmobile.com/storm, you're supporting your values, you're supporting a company that gives millions of dollars to the causes that you and I support, and you're also helping your liberty-loving Latino's voice stay free and independent. You'll also get an industry-leading coverage guarantee and discounts for multi-line users, veterans, first responders, active military. Why fund the woke one day longer? Switch to Patriot Mobile. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Or just go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use my promo code STORM to get free activation. Make the switch to Patriot Mobile.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Folks, want to welcome the show behind the show, the star of the show behind the show, Sean Chastain. Hey, buddy. Happy
Yay,
weekend.
Yay.
Yay, yay you.
What's going on, man? Well, how are you?
Well, you know, I've been watching some things that have been pretty disturbing over the last couple of days and a couple of weeks, actually. the rise of gas prices, and I don't. Yeah, I mean,
tell me,
you
$3.45 on Friday.
What are you paying now?
$3.45.
Dear God, that's
yeah,
dude. That's up over. That's up. That's over $1.50, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, like we talked about many times, and you know, there's been a billion posts about. When Trump left office, I think it was $1.78.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you know, I got a buddy of mine,
45.
Mark Meckler, out in, he was out in California, I guess, took a picture of a sign out there. $6.70 for, I can't remember.
I saw one that said,
yeah.
Now, this was for premium.
Yeah.
But it was firstborn.
You can, yeah. Yes, your firstborn for a gallon of premium. Yeah, oh boy.
Right.
You know, something happened to me the other day, and I'm not sure how you do this, but I don't know if this ever happened to you. I was filling up the wife's car, and I grabbed the handle, and I'm like, what's all over this? It was covered with gas, and I'm thinking to myself. Yeah. How does that happen? I mean, somebody may have overfilled and spilled over, right? But it had that plastic sleeve that's kind of over the nozzle. So even if you do get a backflow, it's not going to get all the way down the handle. I don't know how the hell that happened. And so when I tried to put it back after I was done filling up, I grabbed the metal part of it so I could avoid, you know, getting my hands full of gas again. And it was covered. I think this thing was leaking.
Well, could have been, or my guess is somebody filled up a gas can.
Oh, that's true. I didn't
slosh it all over. Probably were holding the can rather than putting it on the ground.
Right, right. I never thought of that. But you know, it's kind of a bummer when you walk up to the pump and you grab the handle, and all of a sudden, it's all full of gasoline.
Yeah.
And all I had in the car was hand sanitizer. Which is primarily alcohol, so you.
Know. Right? Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't know if I'd go do that.
Well, I did it.
Your cigar. Just
I know. I did it. And I'm like, well, that didn't make any sense. I'm mixing alcohol with with gasoline.
But your hands were clean, though.
Yeah. Well, and nothing was on the surface. That's for sure.
Why I always carry. They come in little, pretty small squeeze bottles. You know, about the size of like a flask or something. You know. Mm-hmm. Of just goop, that waterless mechanics hand cleaner.
Oh, okay.
Just for stuff like that, yeah. The gas station I go to, I fill up at, it's nice. It's a Circle K, and they've got little plastic gloves you can put on to pump your gas.
Well, that's cool. I mean, the money's got to go for something, I suppose. You know, there was a study out that, this, I was like, no, duh. A study that came out, as long as you and I are talking about energy, new study finds, this is from Just the News, new study finds that natural gas is the most effective energy source, meeting growing energy demands, affordability, and reliability while balancing environmental and human impact. The Grading the Grid study by the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, a pro-free market nonprofit, Northwood University rates natural gas, coal, petroleum, nuclear, hydroelectric, wind, solar, and geothermal generation sources on their reliability, environmental and human impact, cost, innovation, and market feasibility. And they said, by far, natural gas gets an A.
Sure.
And
has for a long time.
Right.
If they'd have had fracking, you know, back in the 30s and 40s, that may be the fuel that we all run on, because it was just too hard to get, you know, as much as we can get now, back in the day. I mean, forever trucks and cars have run on natural gas. It's just a pain in the ass to fill up.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to go to a specialized place. I mean, you know, things like forklifts and stuff like that run on natural gas or propane and stuff like that. So,
it isn't
like going to the gas station and filling up.
Yeah,
I'm sure it could be made that way pretty easily. And if that were the case, then natural gas would be the way to go.
Well, for me, it's, you know, what we endured in 2021, and we are the natural gas Saudi Arabia of the world right here in Texas. So here I am having to re-up because I went 1 year only on my last electric contract, hoping that the prices would correct. But man, here we are again. I'm renewing and the prices keep going up and I am paying a mint for electricity. I don't know about you, but I am.
Well, I don't have the option of shopping around. It's, you know, the city supplied electricity. That's all I can get. So
wait a minute, you can't.
I don't have a choice, and it's expensive. It's really expensive.
Wait a minute, you can't. What do you mean the city? Because I live in a city too, but I'm able to choose the power company I want to go with.
The city generates its own power.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that. Weatherford generates its own power.
As far as I know, that's the way it's always been since I've been here, and there's no option to shop around.
I don't suppose you know what you're paying per kilowatt hour, do you?
No, I don't even want to look.
15.3 cents per kilowatt hour, yeah. And I remember stressing out having to pay 9 cents just about 6 or 7 years ago, right?
Right.
So that it has gone nothing, done nothing but go up, and it's driving me bananas, man.
Yep, it's not good, man. Everything goes up. I can't save. I can't. And now, further truck saga.
Oh no, you've got an update. Hold on, we should come up with a,
a
sound effect or a theme song. You know, truck
well,
update.
This one's on the newer one.
The new
so
truck.
The other the wreck truck. Where the kid hit me and didn't have insurance. He said that his lawyers would be reaching out to me. Ain't no effing way the kid's got lawyers and nobody's reached out. So
well, he might have them. He might have. He didn't buy any insurance, so he may be throwing that money toward lawyers.
Yeah, maybe that's the key. Yeah, just drive recklessly without insurance.
There you
put
go.
All your money in lawyer fees. Yeah. So now I'm going to have to go to small claims court. I put the shout out last week for anybody who has any experience like that. Get in touch with Chris. Let me know if any helpful hints. But anyway, no. So my new truck, well, my new to me truck, my 2011 Silverado, the transmission's slipping. So,
oh no! It's an automatic.
Yeah. So there's $3,000 that I'm gonna have to come up with.
So
I can't catch a break this year.
I know, right?
Well, I just can't.
None of us can. Look at the way the politics are going. But let me ask you, because do you have to buy the entire transmission and then because I'm imagining you're going to install it, right?
No. I'll have somebody. I'll just have this one rebuilt.
Oh, okay.
To buy a new transmission, which is just a rebuilt one anyway, and have them install it, it's going to be roughly the same, maybe $400 less, you know. But it's a reputable company that's here in Weatherford, and they do a really good job and have a good warranty and all that. So,
now, did you check on totaled cars? Because I've had some buddies of mine that when they had major components go out, they go shopping at some of the junkyards. And
yeah,
whereas if I
had a shop, then I would do that because it's doing it in my driveway, which is slanted, or sloped rather. And, you know, it's just not safe and not easy to hoist a 300-pound transmission out, you know, when you're laying on your back.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is if you found one that was compatible, and I'm not sure how different the model years are with either side of 2011, but if you found one and you could say to the guys who were doing the work, hey, I've got a tranny that's in great shape. It was in a wrecked car, a transmission. these days, you got to be definitive about what you're talking about.
Yeah,
a transmission from a 2011 Silverado, and then just swap that puppy out.
I mean, the issue is the 2011 Silverado is probably going to have about the same mileage that I have on mine already.
So
you know that, and it's just mileage and heat that destroys transmissions, and So, okay. Yeah. So anyway, I'll probably just bite the bullet and pay for it over 10 years on the credit card.
$3,000.
So, yeah.
Good grief, dude.
Yeah. I know, man. It's been a rough year. It really has. From my family moving away to just the economy, just to the crappy job that I have. You know, it's just been a frustrating, difficult year.
Well,
I don't know why.
I do know why, because of the circumstance. You know, that reminds me, there was an aha moment on CBS. This is about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And they're talking to this economist. He was vice president of IBM, and, you know, discussing the economy. And he's talking about inflation and how, you know, Joe Biden claims he's brought down inflation. It's like, well, wait a minute, man. Right. It's cumulative. So if you saw prices skyrocket as they did, you know, 9% year to year, and then all of a sudden the following year it only went up 6%. That's not just 6% on you. It's 15% because it never went back down, right?
Right.
So it's cumulative, and you're feeling it, right? And it's not your imagination. It's not some plague born in the wind that's an accident. This is a real world issue for so many of us, right?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, if you just, and I don't keep great books, you know, that kind of thing. I'm really bad about budgeting.
Mm-hmm.
But I have, you know, I kind of know what I'm going to spend grocery store wise. And I kind of know what I'm going to spend fuel wise, because those are really my two big expenses, other than just the mortgage and daily bill, you know, or the monthly bills, which are really at a minimum. I mean, they are basically the city, which covers water, electricity, and trash.
Right.
And my mortgage, that's, you know, and insurance for the house and car. That's basically my only expenses. But, you know, I've had to start putting some toward the credit card payments because, you know, those are building up. I can't pay them off month to month because, you know, I just need it to survive.
Right. I know, I get to. I know exactly.
I know, I'm not the only one. I mean, the credit card debt in the country is the highest it's ever been. And, you know, it's just, you just never can seem to get ahead. And when everything is 6 to 20% more expensive.
At LASIK Plus, we know LASIK is a big decision, and every one of our patients is unique. That's why we customize your LASIK journey to you.
I only have a certain budget.
No problem. Right now at LASIK Plus, get 20% off LASIK when treated in April. That can be over $900 off when treating both eyes. Plus, guaranteed financing options. So visit MyLASIKOffer.com today to start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Must mention this promotion to be treated in April of 2024 to qualify. 20% off standard price of wavelength procedure. Cannot be combined with any other offers. Go to MyLASIKOffer.com for details.
That's everything. So that really starts to add up. You
absolutely.
Know? You really have to make some choices.
No, absolutely. And credit card now, and it even costs you more now because of interest rates up to finance that debt. So it's terrible, man. I don't envy folks who are having to make choices and say, oh, I'm just going to get further and further and further in debt. And, you know, as you said last week, the dream of owning a home is now out of reach for so many. Because of the mismanagement of the economy. So it's dude, I'm feeling it. You're feeling it. Everybody's feeling it. It's not in our imagination.
Everybody's feeling it, but then I'm so baffled by, and maybe this is just where I effed up, you know, choosing the career, not going to school, choosing the career I chose and sticking with it for as long as I have. But, was coming out of work the other day and there was a Stars game about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And just the whole, you know, plaza is filled with people wearing $200 jerseys and and sitting at the bar across the street paying, you know, $10 for a Shiner Bock. And I'm like, man, where do these people get the money? You know, because everybody's feeling it. And but you know, here's a plaza full of people going to a, spending $150 on a Stars ticket.
Yeah. No, I know.
I don't know. And you know, I'm sure for a lot of those people, that's the one time this year that they'll get to do that, that they've been saving and saving and saving and,
right,
you know, are going to be able to go to do that. Others, you know, made better choices than I did and have expendable income to go to do stuff like that. And then I'm, you know, baffled by the amount of gambling that went on with March Madness, even though it's not over yet. But, you know, you hear about the billions of dollars spent on March Madness in just legal gambling. So I don't know. People made better choices than I did, I guess, because I am feeling it.
Well, I got to say, dude, don't feel so bad. A lot of folks are of this mindset, and because some of them call into the show every once in a while, and you'll get these conversations that happen. But it's like, you know, people get a real sense of foreboding, like spend some money while you got it now. And because the economy is tanking very, very fast. So a lot of people are incentivized to maybe push a little extra. And look at what the government, Joe Biden, is doing with people who took out loans for college, right? Oh, no, you don't have to pay it back, man. We're just going to hose the taxpayers of the United States. We're going to hose them. You don't have to pay it back. So a lot of people are like, hey, somebody's going to pay my bills for me one day too. There's a lot of that going on, right?
Yeah.
So people are living beyond their means, dude. And you're just being responsible.
I'm trying, man, but golly, it's hard.
Yeah. I hear you, buddy. I hear you.
So, you know, I've talked about my, my addiction to reels on Facebook, the little videos, the TikTok type videos or Instagram type videos.
Right,
know?
Right.
So this week, and I don't know why the algorithm switched to this, but nearly every video was conspiracy theory stuff.
Really?
And I guess it probably has to do with the eclipse, which will be tomorrow, real time, today, if you're listening to the podcast.
Correct.
I guess you are about to experience or have already experienced the eclipse. And all these, you know, just doomsday stuff and all these weird scientific, you know, I hesitate to call them facts because I haven't checked them out, but you know how those conspiracy theory websites are based. Everything, you know, looks real until you go digging into it, and then it's often all BS. But
well, I'm getting a lot of biblical, you know, the earthquake.
Yeah, a lot of that. Yeah. A lot of the earth. Yeah, the earthquake stuff is really interesting.
Yeah.
The one thing that is kind of weird, that is science based and is actual, is the devil comet that you might be, if you know where to look, you might be able to see it with your naked eye. It's a pretty rare comet, but it's like screaming around the space, and it's got these two horns. You can probably look it up, and
I'm looking at it right now.
See what I'm talking? Yeah, the devil comet.
Wow. And, when is that coming around?
I think you could see it now with a telescope. But like during the eclipse, if you know where to look, you should be able to see it with the naked eye.
Dude, that's crazy. That's kind of weird. Well, folks, just in case you folks don't know, there was an earthquake in the tri-state area and it's centered in New Jersey, shook New York, shook the Newsmax building. My crew was in there. They're like, you got to be kidding me. What the hell's going on? It was only a 4.7, but out there, and in particular, I think, don't hold me to this, but I think I remember reading that the way the plates are arranged out there on the East Coast, there's a lot of hard bedrock. It's all uniformed out there. There are no major fault lines like out in California. And it's hard rock. So when you shake
not inland, but right off the coast, because that was one of these conspiracy theory websites too, showed the fault line that runs right up along the coast there. And so, yeah, they're saying that they're seeing a ton of increased earthquake activity, seismic activity prior to this eclipse, and that, you know, the moon is definitely in charge of that. So,
right. Did you see the video out of Taiwan?
Yeah.
That was wicked.
It's like some huge kid just tipped over a bunch of Lego models.
I know.
And just boom, 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 boom.
That was
just, it's so weird to see these skyscrapers at a 30 degree angle just all bashed into each other.
Really, yeah, that was a serious tembler out there. Yeah. Killed 12 people. It was nasty.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. I'm very much anticipating. I think Texas down in the Gulf area. Don't correct me if I'm wrong. If you have different figures, but I think we start getting that eclipse right around 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
local time.
Like that.
Local
it's
time.
It's going to last 4 minutes. Kaufman County, I guess, is the ultimate place to watch because you get 4 more seconds. It's like right in the middle of the path of
wow
totality. The other weird thing with this eclipse, though, is right where it crosses the 2017 eclipse.
Right.
Have you seen this?
Yes, I have.
So like a big X, like right over Missouri.
Right over Missouri. Well, that and it's crossing over several cities that are all named after biblical cities.
Yeah, that's another one. Another weird one.
Yep.
But the cicadas. Have you heard about this?
No, I've not heard of the cicada theory.
No, this isn't a theory. This is true. So there's a 2013 brood and a 2017 brood of cicadas. And they lay dormant underground and then come out, I think it's like every 7 or 8 years or something like that. I'm not sure. But this is the first time in like 200 years that those two broods will come out at the same time. And it's supposed to be right around tomorrow.
Wow. I mean, they hatch? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, they hatch. They come out of the, they live in the, they're dormant in the ground. They come out. And so you're going to have billions of cicadas coming out at the same time.
Let's see.
Two broods that are going to hatch at exactly the same time for the first time in a couple hundred years.
Let's just review. The signs from the heavens, the earthquakes, the world at war, the plagues and pestilence, we just endured it, the China virus and such. Boy, that does sound like the worst parts of the Bible, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm not reading a whole lot into it, but
it was
kind of freaky that my when the computer chooses what you see because of the algorithm,
yes.
All the algorithms on my social media feeds were pointing to conspiracy theories, and that was kind of weird.
I don't even know what you can chalk this up to, quote unquote, conspiracy theories. This is just a confluence of events that just
well,
so happened.
I don't know how much, I don't know how much some 20-year-old on the internet knows about science, and I haven't studied any of this stuff. So, how true it is, I don't know.
Well, the Devil Comet, it has ABC, yeah. NBC, CBS all reporting on it.
The Devil Comet's true. But it's been coming for a long time, and I mean they know when it's going to come around, and. What makes it unique is that you might be able to see it with the naked eye. So,
yeah, this is from NBC News. Billions of cicadas will emerge in rare 2024 double brood event.
Yeah.
So it's not.
And it's like right where the X is crossed.
It's not a conspiracy theory. I think.
No, that's not.
I mean, so when you start, and I think that there's enough vibe out there that people are picking up on this there's something's just not right, dude. Something is not right.
In this world, people are picking up on it.
Yes,
but it's all just happens to be coincidence. Coincidence.
It just happens to be happening.
These cicadas,
and it just happens.
Know when the cicadas come out.
I know that, but it just so happens to all be having this common confluence, and it just so happens to be happening just as biblical prophecy had said it would. So it just so happens.
Or math has said it would. They know forever when the when the eclipse is going to be and exactly where it's going to be.
Okay.
I mean, you know, they could have told you that in the Middle Ages. That you know, here comes the eclipse and where it's going to be.
And the double brood back in the times when the Bible was written, they know
exactly when cicadas come out of the ground.
Really?
And this just so yes.
Yeah, and they knew of a place called Missouri in the United States, which hadn't even been discovered yet, and they just happen to know that in Missouri, you know, in the year 2024, there's going to be a massive hatch of two broods who we have no earthly knowledge. Dude, I mean, come on. The level
I'm
of
not
denial.
In the Middle Ages, they knew when the cicadas were going to hatch.
No, the Middle Ages is way post when the Bible was put down into. And I'm talking about maybe the people who were looking at biblical prophecy, those who were looking at Revelation, who had visions of the future, saw this.
Yeah. Okay.
If you're a believer in the Bible, you believe that it is the inspired.
Yeah, and
the inspired,
I believe it's near blasphemy to say that all this stuff's going to happen tomorrow.
I'm not saying it's going to.
We don't know.
We don't know.
You're the day, the week.
You're right. We don't know.
For us to guess. Says we know more
but,
than God.
Well,
so
wait a
I'm
minute,
not
but,
going down that road.
No, I'm just saying, but it does make us stop and say.
Sure, go ahead. Yeah, you stop and say all you want.
Well, I mean.
I'm going to say it's simple math and coincidence.
Yeah, simple math and coincidence. It just so happens to be happening as the Bible had prophesied. Just coinky dink.
Okay. Go ahead, man. You mess around like that.
Now you know what? I'm messing around. I just happened to have this feeling like
no,
millions
but
of other people
there,
do.
You believe that you kind of believe it.
I kind of believe in the Bible. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I believe in the Bible, but apparently not all of it. When it says we don't know, and there's no way to know. So,
but wait a minute. No, it does not say there's no way to know. It actually says. These will be the signs unto you that something is going to happen. And
but
there are a lot of people.
We have no idea how long after the signs.
We have
take.
No. Yes, exactly. We have no idea. Like a thief in the night, which is also biblical. This will happen.
Been, just look at the history of eclipses. There's been millions of them over time. And every time people get freaked out. I mean, Mark Twain wrote about it in the New Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. Did we talk about that last week?
No, we didn't talk about that.
So anyway, there's a passage in there where somehow this Connecticut Yankee gets transported back to King Arthur's time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's about to be burned at the stake for magic or witchcraft or offending somebody. Oh no, I think it was he shot somebody in a duel or in a sword fight. It was like supposed
to
be a sword
fight. He shot somebody in a sword fight.
He pulls out his gun and shoots him. And so he was on trial and then about to be burned at the stake, and he said he knew again, because simple math and everybody knows when these things come around, that there was going to be an eclipse that day. And so he says, I will blot out the sun if you go on with this. And, you know, pretty soon the eclipse starts to happen and everybody's freaking out. And he goes, let me go and I'll bring back the sun. Because he knew it was only going to last about 4 minutes.
Right.
So. But, yeah.
Well, okay. You could chalk up the those who had visions of what was going to happen in the book of Revelation as to, hey, you know, it may look an awful lot like now, but You know, now if the world comes to an end, aren't you going to feel silly?
Well, it would be a huge relief because I won't have to pay for my transmission.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Hey, last week, that was a good line. That was a good line.
Yeah, boy.
So last week you were asking, I think it was last week or maybe the week before, how you don't understand and you don't get why the Democrat Party is doing certain things. Like, for example, the way they seem to be in your face going against the Jews. Right? Was that you last week?
Not only the Democratic Party, but I mean, just it seems like everybody.
Yeah.
I don't get how that a group of terrorists slaughter a bunch of kids at a music concert, then kidnap a bunch more, brutally rape and behead and stuff babies in ovens and all the stuff that's been that's been proven to be true, and yet here we are supporting that terrorist group. I don't understand it.
Well,
and then so many just refuse to believe that they're a terrorist group, and then every freaking newscast has, well, tens of thousands of Palestinians have been killed. Well, according to who? According to the Palestinians.
Mm-hmm.
According to Hamas, tens of thousands of civilians have been killed.
Well, there's a new headline for you.
I don't buy it.
There's a new headline for you. Nancy Pelosi, former House Speaker and a key ally of Joe Biden, signed a letter on Friday from dozens of congressional Democrats to Joe Biden and the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, urging a halt to all weapons transfers to Israel. Yeah. Now, there's a reason why this is happening, and I can't explain everybody else, but I can explain the Democrats. Did you see what happened in Wisconsin last Tuesday in the primary vote?
I'm going to guess it involved beer and cheese curds.
maybe. But what happened is there was a protest vote of Democrats. They wanted to get 20,000 protest votes they call them up there uninstructed. That's what they call it, uninstructed, which is a mindset into the Democrat mind. They have to be told how to vote, but that's right. Neither here nor there. 20,000 was the goal because that was the margin of victory of Joe Biden over Donald Trump in the Wisconsin count. Okay. So you know what they ended up getting in that protest vote?
Hmm.
Nearly 50,000. So right now, we have a clear picture of what makes up the Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Democrat, Hate America coalition. And there's a significant number of these people who, like you've been pointing out, don't like Jews, are supporting of Hamas and supporting of the Palestinian people, and they are willing to hold the Democrat Party hostage and say, you will, you know, defund Israel, you will stop all weapon shipments, or guess what? You're not getting our vote. And it's a significant number. And that's why this stuff's happening.
I don't get it, man.
Well, that's what happens.
Be careful who you're jumping in bed with.
Exactly. You made my point. That
not good.
That's the Democrat coalition, man. And when you lay down with these people, no pun intended, or sometimes the pun is intended, then guess what? There's a price to be paid. And you may have to side against Western civilization, which the Democrats are doing, just to win an election. Crazy, huh?
I don't get it, man. I don't get it.
Yep. Talk about selling your soul to the devil. Right?
Yeah.
If we can just get biblical one more time.
Devil comment.
The devil comment. All right, man. Well, hey, don't look at the eclipse straight on. You know, look through the little hole in that paper. And I think it's going to be fascinating to see. And we in Texas have one of the best views in the entire country.
I've got my welding helmet on right now. Just
anticipation. Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, hey.
All right, man. And just by the way, before you get ugly emails, welding helmets, not good for solar eclipses. Don't go outside with your welding helmet on.
That's right. That's right. That's just a joke. And if you
get
have
the free glasses from the gas station, which still baffles me, how a welding helmet is worse for your eyes than free glasses from the gas station.
Don't get it.
Apparently they are.
All right. Well, and folks, if you have any suggestions for Sean going to small claims court, make sure you drop me an email.
Let me know.
All right, man. Have a great week.
All right, man. Love you. Mean it.
Tip. That's going to put a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Be looking at the eclipse responsibly, kids. Don't be looking at it straight on. It's not going to be good for you. Make sure you're looking through that little tear in the paper just to limit the exposure to your eyes, okay? Visit two websites, TexasScorecard.com and ChrisSalcedo.com, to catch up with the show and all the information you need to know to make things go in Texas. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.
As a major research institution, Arizona State University offers the most online bachelor's degree programs, along with world-class faculty and dedicated support. Discover why ASU is ranked number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Tap to learn more.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.